Minister in Utah, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says he won't publicly release a video of a military strike on a boat that killed survivors in the Caribbean.
Hegseth was on Capitol Hill where he told members of the House and Senate Armed Services Committee that they would be able to review the video this week. But he did not say whether all lawmakers would be allowed to see it, even as a defense policy bill demands that it be released to Congress. Hegseth and other administration officials defended the military campaign as a successful border drug mission amid ongoing questions from lawmakers about the U.S. military buildup near Venezuela. Greg Clugston, Washington.
An on-duty Customs and Border Protection officer fired his gun several times during a confrontation with another motorist today on an access road for New York's Kennedy Airport. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
It took place Tuesday, temporarily shutting down parts of the Van Wyck Expressway, closing an exit ramp to Kennedy Airport, and snarling traffic. The CBP officer told police he fired his duty weapon several times during the altercation in self-defense.
That is Julie Walker reporting. The Food and Drug Administration sent a major warning letter to four top stores for their lack of a compliance with a major recall. Here's Jason Walker reporting.
The FDA sending letters posted Monday to leaders at Walmart, Target, Kroger, and Albertsons, saying the companies continued to sell ByHeart infant formula for several days or even weeks, despite a November 11th recall of all products. That formula is linked to an outbreak of infant botulism that has sickened more than 50 babies in 19 states. All of the children have been hospitalized and treated for the illness. Jason Walker reporting.
And this is SRN News. Another Christmas market attack has been foiled. We get the details from correspondent Michael Harrington.
Lawmen in Germany have arrested five Muslims, accusing them of planning to drive cars into crowds at a Christmas market in Bavaria. The men are from Egypt, Syria, and Morocco. The markets date back to medieval times in Germany and have spread all over Western Europe. Lately, they've become the target of Muslim terrorists, however. The latest attack killed six people and injured 300 last year in Magdeburg, Germany. Michael Harrington reporting.
The deadly terrorist attack on Jews in Australia over the past weekend follows a surge in anti-Semitism in that country. In fact, Australia and Italy experienced the biggest increase in anti-Semitic attacks in 2024 following the Hamas attack on Israel the year before. Tel Aviv University reports that Australia recorded more than 1,700 anti-Semitic incidents. This is SRN News. The U.S. military has carried out another series of strikes on three alleged drug boats in the Eastern Pacific.
In a statement on social media, the military says the strikes targeted designated terrorist organizations and killed a total of eight people. Secretary Pete Hegseth and Secretary of State Marco Rubio are expected to provide closed-door briefings on the campaign today for all members of Congress.
That is Ben Thomas reporting. Newly released federal numbers this afternoon show the labor market absorbing another blow, with October's workforce contracting by 105,000 jobs after the administration cutbacks, even as November delivered a moderate 64,000 job rebound. As for retail sales, they showed no growth in October. Shoppers pulled back. In fact, auto sales slumped by 1.6%. Excluding autos, sales ticked up by 0.4%. More on these stories at srnnews.com.